Well, my last story for the news this week comes from the world of the animals, and the news that a new group of birds has joined the ranks of long-distance endurance flyers, and that's the songbirds. For the first time, scientists have been able to mount tiny tracking devices onto these tiny little birds and gather information about where they move around in the US. And this is Bridget Suchbury from the York University in Toronto in Canada and her team, who attach tiny geolocators to 14 wood thrushes and 20 purple martins, all types of songbirds that live in the US. And that was in their breeding grounds in Pennsylvania in the US in 2007. Then in 2008, they found five thrushes and two martins that still had their tags on them. And they downloaded the information, which was basically about light levels and time from which they could actually reconstruct the latitude and longitude based on the times of sunrises and sunsets showing where they were. And they found that these songbirds could fly over 300 miles a day, which is astonishing considering that they're really quite tiny. We never knew that songbirds really flew this far and this quickly. They also found that the birds flew over six times faster in the spring when they return from the US compared to when they fly south, because where they go is Central and South America to areas where they feed up during the winter. Now, this sort of information is really important because over the last couple of decades, songbirds have been doing really badly. They've been declining. This will help us understand a bit more about their life cycle, what they're up to, and it will gauge how much environmental problems, things like habitat loss and climate change, are likely to affect them. So hopefully we can start doing something about it.
An intriguing finding, though. 300 miles in a day is not to be sniffed at, is it? Thank you, Helen.